Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now, here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thanks very much, Ed Joyce. This is Howard Miller calling to all the nation in the 48 states from Chicago, Illinois, where this afternoon, or rather this morning, although it is afternoon in some quarters, of course, we're going to have as our guest a very exciting new song vocalist, a young lady by the name of Miss Della Reese. And before we listen to a couple of Della's records, and before we meet Della sitting in the offices of Jerry Blaine, president of the Jubilee Record Company in New York, I want to say thank you to all of our listeners for being so very kind in accepting this show. We've been wanting to do this for the last month since we went on the air, but the press of so many other things once we get into the studio has prevented my doing it. But I do want to take the opportunity of thanking all of you for being such wonderful friends to the Wrigley Spearmint Gum folks and also to me for the swell letters that you write. One particular group of letters ask specifically for the name of our theme song. And in fairness to those people who have written, I'd like to tell you that it's a fine old MGM recording done by Ziggy Elman, a real king of the trumpet. And it's a swell old folk song called Bublitschki. And to those of you who wanted to know whether or not the record was available, it is. Now, speaking of the other letters, there's one in particular that I want to acknowledge today because I think maybe there is a wholesome bit of philosophy contained therein. The letter was addressed to me here at CBS in Chicago, and it says, "Dear Howard Miller, I am handicapped, and I'm trying desperately to get a job. I've been to all the employment agencies for the handicapped, but to no avail. I go home waiting for a phone call from them, but never again hear from these agencies. I've had cerebral palsy. But the handicap is not limiting except for a limp and trouble writing. I wonder if there's anything that you can do." Well, this letter, of course, is signed by a young gentleman who lives here in Chicago, and while I'm going to try to do my best for this person, I'm actually going to say to employers all over the country that please accept these handicapped people. They do a wonderful job if you'll just give them a chance, and I think we owe it to them. They've been stricken with a dread disease, of course, but now they're well and healthy and mentally strong. They can do a great job for you. So let's all think in terms of that letter and see what we can do for people less fortunate than us. Well, now on a happier note, let's start listening to music. And before you meet Della Reese, I want you to listen to a great sound that she achieved on a Jubilee record about 6 months ago. I think that you've heard it before. Let's listen to it again. Della Reese in the Still of the Night.
In the still of the night, as I gaze from my window at the moon in its light, my thoughts all bright in the still of the night, while the world is in the slumber. Oh, the time without number, darling, when I sigh to you, do you love me as I love you? Are you my life to be, my dream? The moon growing dim on the rim of a hill in the chill.
To me.
I think that's one of the most exciting sounds that's ever been pressed into the grooves of the old black magic called phonograph records. And you're going to meet the young lady who possesses those splendid tones, Miss Della Reese, in just a moment or so. But before we do, I want to suggest to you mothers and dads all over this country of ours that a wonderful treat for your kids is Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Now, I know a lot of times you got to bribe youngsters, and I suppose it's a friendly way to be a good parent. You want an extra favor from them and an extra courtesy, like being quiet for a few minutes. You almost have to give the youngsters something to keep them pacified and keep them friendly and happy in the household. Well, you'll find, as we've found so many hundreds and hundreds of times from our mail and from personal experiences, that one of the finest treats that you can give a youngster, a little boy or a little girl, is a piece of this delicious and wholesome, of course, and that's the main thing, Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. You see how happy and contented they are when they get that wonderful and delicious cooling flavor. It keeps their mouth refreshed and their teeth clean. It's good for them. It's good for all of us. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. So the next time a little bribe is current around your household, make it a bribe with a swell product that's good for them. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. I know that they like it too, just like you. Well, now let's travel to New York City by the magic of this great media and device known as radio to the offices of Mr. Jerry Blaine, who is president of the Jubilee Record Company, and who I think deserves as much credit as anyone else for exploring the possibilities and developing the star, Miss Della Reese, who you just heard. Jerry, are you there in New York?
Right here, Howard.
I presume you're right in your office, huh?
Yes, I am.
The record business is hopping around the country these days, and you, as the head of a major record company, have a lot of good hits going, don't you?
Fine, wonderful.
We had four of your boys on yesterday from the Dunes, the four tunes out in Las Vegas. Did you hear them?
Yes, I did.
Just wonderful kids. Is Della there with you, Jerry?
Yes, she is, Howard.
I'd like to meet her.
I'd like you to meet her. Della, meet Howard.
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Hi, Della. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
You know, it's never been my great pleasure to meet you yet in person, but it was on the basis of the record that we just played in the Still of the Night that you were the very first artist through your management that I contacted and employed for our theater package, which starts at the Chicago Theater on Friday of this week. I think it's just a great record, Della.
Let me thank you very much.
All right. Well, it'll be my pleasure, I know, and the pleasure of Chicago to watch you on stage. Where did the career of Della Reese actually begin?
In Detroit, Michigan.
Is that your home?
Yes.
And did you have formal training in music up there, Della?
No, I used to sing with a gospel group.
Oh, you're a gospel singer.
Yes.
Once removed into the pop field.
Yes.
What was the group called up there in Detroit?
Well, they weren't from Detroit, the first group. I used to sing with the Ward singers and Mahalia Jackson.
Oh, yes.
And the Roberta Martin singers who live in Chicago.
Yes, Mahalia is a very dear friend of mine.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, has been on my shows a number of times. She's just a great lady of song, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Well, then, when was it that you made the transformation from the gospel singing into the pop field, Della?
About 3 years ago.
May I ask how old you are?
I'm 24.
Well, you're just a youngster in this business. Both chronologically and time-wise in the industry of music. Now, I suppose while there is a void in your life, leaving the gospel music, that there has been a replacement in this pop field. Do you like it better than gospel singing?
Well, yes and no. I like it. It's very nice. I enjoy doing it very much. But in my personal opinion, I guess it's because I sang gospel for 15 years. It's the nicest music that you can possibly sing.
Well, it carries such a delightful message
yes,
to people,
it does.
Doesn't it? Well, if you've been doing that for 15 years, Della, then you must have started up there really as a little girl.
At six.
At 6 years of
yes.
age? And were you singing with a church group at that time?
Yes, I was singing with my own church in Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, yes.
And as I grew, I changed, you know, to various popular groups.
Yes. Della, I know that flattery will get me no place, but it seems to me that you have a great ability to sustain a tone, which is not something that's typical of pop singers today. To what do you attribute that ability? If you've not had formal training, is it the training in gospel singing that gives you an opportunity to hold on to a note?
Yes, definitely the training in gospel singing, because you have so little to work with, only a piano mostly, or maybe a guitar
yes.
when you sing gospel. And you have to use your voice to fill in what would be an orchestra.
Yes.
And you have to hold it out and...
So, in other words, you are actually the instrumentation behind your own voice by the sustaining of the tones.
Yes, you had to have a lot of breath because you had to say, if I, for instance, were leading a number, I'd have to say whatever the lead was supposed to say and then sing harmony, too. And
yes.
You need another.
Well, I think you do it very effectively on this new release that Jerry Blaine has just turned out, and I'd like to give it a spin here if I can get Lou Weir to put the needle to the record. Let's listen to Della Reese and a fine new one called Time After Time.
Time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to to be loving you. The day is through. I only know what I know, the passing years will show. You've kept my love so warm, and oh, so new, and time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm a
Della Reese, time after time. Della, I shall look forward as a committee of one to greeting you on stage at the Chicago Theater when our show opens on Friday, and we'll see you tomorrow on your arrival, huh?
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for being there in Jerry Blaine's office. Please express to him my thanks for the use of the hall, and we'll see you tomorrow when you arrive in the city.
All right.
Thanks, Della.
Bye.
That's Miss Della Reese, the great star of the Jubilee Record Company. You heard her story, a former gospel singer from Detroit, Michigan, now removed into the field of pop music, but never once losing her great zest for living through the spiritual medium of song. Thank you to Della Reese. This is Howard Miller reminding you again that we're on the air every morning at this hour at your favorite CBS setting, which, of course, is your local CBS station, for the Wrigley people, the finest people in all the world for which to work, and also because they make such a great product, it's a pleasure to recommend it. I hope that you'll try Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. There's nothing finer under the sun. And even in the evening, it's good, too, when the moon's out. So until we see you tomorrow at the same time, this is Howard Miller turning things back over to the friendly old philosopher whose wife is still is in New York, Mr. Ed Joyce, with a smile on his face. Eddie?
Thank you, Howard. You just heard the Howard Miller Show with Music on Records, brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller tomorrow at the same time when his guest will be Gordon Jenkins from his home in Malibu Beach, California. This is the CBS Radio Network.